Here's a sneak peek of our episode.
If you had to name one thing that life in Portugal has taught you, what would it be?
At a point, I was kind of like burnt out as well. And that was also a feeling that I was really kind of chasing because...
And everybody's like, are you still leaving? I'm like, yeah, I'm leaving. Move, do stuff, like constantly work, make money.
My desire and dream to live in Europe was way more important than the control I had over my business.
Welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love.
Hey guys, and welcome back. I'm Anna Sherin.
And I'm April Betts.
And this is From Lisbon with Love. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how living in Portugal changed how we live our lives. And I think we have a lot to say about that, as always. So let's dive right into
yes,
it.
Yes, let's do it.
Yeah. And first of all, let's go back like to some years before for some background info, and let's talk about how your life looked and your daily routine looked before you moved here, because you're from LA, so I guess it's a lot different.
It is. Well, first off, I kind of want to talk about like the fact that we've had so much rain here, and that is like so not what I'm used to living in LA, because literally in LA it rains every year, but it's normally like a week maybe for the whole year.
So short.
Maybe it sometimes it could go a little bit longer, but it's normally during the winter time, but it's not that much. And we mostly are normally in a drought kind of situation.
In a what?
A drought.
What's that?
A drought is where it doesn't rain for a really long time.
It's like a heat wave kind of, or not?
It's where you haven't had water
okay.
for a really long time.
But it's not specifically like super hot, or is it?
It could be both.
Okay.
You can have a drought and then not be hot, but most of the time it is. Can be around being hot as well, but either way, it's been a lot of rain here, and that has taken like some getting used to. But what were we talking about?
I'm like, is this we're talking about the weather? No, we were talking about how your life looks and
okay,
how your
so
daily
how
routine looked.
My daily routine.
You were like rain. Well, no rain in LA.
Okay, no rain. So my daily routine in LA was essentially, I have Bella, so I would literally get up every morning, take her out, we go for a long walk, and then I do everything that I needed to do for my business. It entailed a lot of different things, shopping for my business. I also have a property outside of Los Angeles, so sometimes I would drive there and clean the property or like just get stuff together. I was constantly doing shit.
Yes.
We'll say that. So I was always doing something. And then I was always like going hiking. So LA, there's a large hiking culture because there's so many hiking trails and it's like super beautiful. So me and Bella would always go on our favorite hiking trails and we would go to the beach and kind of just like I let her go frolic in the sand because she loves to play in the sand. So it was essentially like me, Bella, and working.
Yeah. Well, sounds like a good mix.
Yeah. So that was my life in LA. What about for you?
Yeah, for me, I mean, I also have my own business. I think, yeah, mostly it's just me working from home because I had an office space for a while. But then after a year or so, I didn't have that space anymore. So it was me working from home. Also, I would go to like nice coffee shops to work. That's just my thing. Like since I can remember, I really love to do that. It's part of my personality right now. And yeah, just like meeting with friends, just like I would say very average, like just a good work-life balance. And yeah, like what can I say about it? I have an online business, so that also means I'm not tied to a place. Mm-hmm. So I would also travel a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. And then also just work from other places and explore. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just living a free life, I would say. Like it was nice. Like,
I like, do you feel routine. Like your routine, you kind of have just like transferred it here to Portugal? Is it the same or how different is it?
Yeah, I would say like when it comes to work, it's mostly the same because I really liked also the routine that I had. And yeah, because I can fill in my own hours, there's no reason for me to change that. But yeah, of course, here the lifestyle is different and I feel like here I enjoy more free time, like going outside and stuff, because that's also a really important reason for me to move here, because of the weather. Well, not the last month, because it rained like crazy. It was horrible, honestly. It was like my winter depression that I had left in the Netherlands. It just came back to me. It was scary as fuck. But yeah, now the weather is amazing and I must say that instantly my mood is amazing as well. I'm like out and about. So yeah, I feel like here I do make more time to enjoy the weather, and that was also what I wanted to do when I moved here. So in that sense,
yeah,
I think it's quite similar, like the whole routine. But mm-hmm. yeah, for you, it's different because you left your business there.
Yeah, it was a huge difference coming here, like not doing all the things that I was doing. But at a point, I was kind of like burnt out as mm-hmm. well. And I kind of needed a break because I literally had a breakdown right yeah. before I moved. But when I came here, it was like all of the things I was doing, I was like, I couldn't do it anymore. So I was like, mm-hmm. wait, what do I do?
Different.
It's completely different. So I literally had to like find myself again in a way and just like figure out, okay, what do I want? Like, and then also too, I was doing acting in LA as well. And I kind of stepped away. Well, I mean, right before I left, I booked a job, which was funny. But I mean, I still do it, but it's not like my priority anymore.
You mean the acting?
Acting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... But it was funny, like right before I left, I booked a job.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I know. And everybody's like, are you still leaving? I'm like, yeah, I'm leaving.
Bye.
Bye. Also, too, with the industry now, you don't have to be in Los Angeles to mm-hmm. book roles. Like, I could book a job here and then just fly home, work, fly back to LA, not home. This is home. Fly back.
Excuse me.
I fly back and then, you know, I was transitioning. I was just trying to figure out, okay, well, what do I do here? And I just kind of had to like figure out things and figure out what made me happy. Just I had to adjust to the time, adjust to the people, the space, like everything is so different. And
yeah,
I feel like it literally took me a year to adjust.
But a year is like so short when you think of it.
It really is.
It passes so fast.
Everything is happening so fast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, years like this.
So. It literally is.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like I've been here a year, but if you think about it, you're like, shit, I've been here a year. Over a year.
Yeah, and now people expect you to speak the language.
I know, that's like, what hello. I was like, my bad. Because time flies so fast that you don't even realize it. And next thing you know, I realized I'd been here a year and I don't speak the language. I was like, I got to work on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
but you are.
I am. I'm mm-hmm. taking classes now.
Yeah, you can do like acting in Portuguese. Like,
there's something else. I'll talk about that later.
Spoiler.
I don't want to say anything until it's all done. But anyway.
Top secret, guys.
Top secret.
Maybe we'll talk about it on Patreon or whatever.
Yeah, like,
for
we'll talk
our
about
Patreon.
It on Patreon, yeah.
Nice. Well, you can tell me after.
Okay.
Okay.
So should we get into
let's go to the next.
Okay, well, what shifts did you notice when you moved to Portugal? Like, did you notice any shifts?
Yeah, I did. Well, not really when it comes to, like, work and everything, because mm-hmm. I could move my business with me. So I feel like kind of a part of my old life is still, like, with me, you know, and I'm building that here now. But I did feel like when coming here and just starting a life here that I felt so much lighter. And that was also a feeling that I was really kind of chasing, because all the times when I visited Lisbon, because I visited Lisbon 9 times before I moved, I know it's crazy, but every time I was here, I had that same feeling. And I was like, you know, maybe I wasn't sure, like, if I would move, if I would still feel that, because I can also imagine after a while everything becomes normal and maybe it will go away. It did slip away sometimes. For example, when I was like super sick, or whenever I was homesick, or whenever, like here with the rainy period, I didn't really feel that much lightness that I used to feel. But I think overall for me, just moving here, yeah, gave me that feeling of lightness. And yeah, that's something that really stood out for me when it comes to, like, a different lifestyle. How is it for you? Did you notice anything like changing within you?
Well, it was kind of a bit of a shift in regards to like the time difference of here in LA where my business and everything is. So it was kind of difficult in the sense of having to be available at certain times for different events that my business would have, or different guests at the property, and having to communicate with them. It was a lot of like staying up to like 4 or 5 in the morning communicating and not getting really good sleep. So I feel like this whole, ever since I've been here, it's been a lot of doing that. And I'm like slowly trying to close out the chapter in LA. This point,
yeah,
so that I can fully be present here. And yeah, because it's a lot when you are dealing with an 8-hour time difference.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for me it's only 1 hour, but still, always when I'm not a morning person anyway, so whenever I work for clients or something, it's like when I wake up, I'm already behind.
Dude, when I wake up, I'm like in a panic sometimes when I wake up, because I'm like, okay, well, what did I miss when I was asleep?
Yeah.
And then like today I woke up and I missed something and I missed something else. And I'm like, so every morning I'm waking up, I'm just like, it's kind of like stressed a little bit. So yeah. So yeah, I'm at a point where I'll be happy when I can close everything in LA and then just be fully present here.
Yeah, for you it makes such a big difference, I think, when whenever you can have like your own schedule and not be like tied to the time zones there. But when you first moved here, did you notice also like some positive shift? Like not in regards to the work, but just like you as a person.
It was, the positive shift was like just feeling free in a sense. Just I was able to just exist and not be like feeling like I had to do something. Like,
yeah.
Because now, even though I had someone doing everything, it was just like I didn't have to physically be doing it. I don't know. It just felt a little free.
Yeah. Well, I get that. But sometimes I also wonder if it maybe has to do with us not having like family here. So I feel like also part of like the pressure in that sense, and also like the pressure of society, I feel like it's less now because I moved away of that whole situation, you know.
Yeah.
It's like I created something new here, and there's no, you know,
I feel like for me in regards to family, like I had family in LA as well, but in LA you don't really see people. Like, you don't see people as much in LA because traffic is so bad. And even if you live a mile away, it's like it will take you an hour to
get
to them.
What is a mile? I don't know.
That isn't kilometers? That's another thing I'm still learning.
I'm like, where are you talking about?
Centimeters. I'm like, okay, what's that in inches? I'm like, everything. I'm just like still having to convert everything. And like, even with the temperature. And they're like, it's like you said, -4. I'm like,
Huh? It's cold, but you know, minus is cold.
So, I know minus is cold. So I'm like,
yeah. And your favorite temperature? We talked about this before. Your favorite temperature is like 23 degrees, right? It was like light jacket weather or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when I tell you tomorrow is gonna be 20 degrees, you're gonna love it.
Yeah.
It's almost your favorite temperature. So.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But you will get there. Anyway, this is an interesting one. What do you think is the biggest difference in lifestyle / mindset of your home country or hometown versus Portugal?
I feel like the mindset in my home country is more of like, get shit done, like, hustle. It's like, move, do stuff, like constantly work, make money, work, make money. You know, it's all about money, 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 money. And I feel like here it's more of just like, relax, chill, have a coffee, let's have a beer. Let's go sit at a kiosk. Let's talk. Like, everyone loves to talk and they love to like communicate and like relationships and it's about family and it's not about money and making money and it's about what's really important. And it's relationships. So I feel like that's a huge difference. What about?
Yeah, I totally agree on that because I also feel like here, I mean, yeah, we know that like in Portugal, like salaries are quite low and there's also a lot of people struggling. But on the other hand, I feel like that's not like influencing people in a sense that they still go out. And it's not about being rich, being poor, whatever. It's like people still go out. They still have their little beer. And
yeah, I love that.
And also they're so warm. Yeah. Like even maybe when they're struggling, you don't know. You can see it from the outside, but you don't.
They
won't, you know, you won't feel it because they would still like.
If you come to Portugal, you see everyone out. Like if you see everyone out in the cafe and like or at a restaurant in America, they're like, you're spending some money. But like here, you can go out and just spend like a euro on a coffee or a beer. So it's like even though the salaries are lower, you can still have those things and spend time with friends and you're not spending an arm and a leg like you would be somewhere else.
Yeah.
So it kind of allows you to still like. I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. And I also feel like here, whenever you're like having a beer or whatever on like a terrace, there's not that much pressure from like waiters and stuff that be like, do you want anything else? Do you want to eat? Do you want this? Do you want that? It's like people really leave you in your space. They leave you free. Mm-hmm. It's like if you want to have like a coffee and you want to stay there for 2 hours, you can. There's no one like watching, looking at you like move. And in the Netherlands, I did feel that a lot. Mm. Like, especially whenever the sun is out, people there go crazy. Mm. So whenever you had like a sunny spot somewhere and it was like, you need to consume, you know, it's like you can't be there with like just a cappuccino.
That's how it is in the States too. And it's so funny. It actually, I realized that I was like triggered or like it was like a, I went to the coffee shop. And I was there for a long time. This was because my apartment had mold and I was like, I had to get out of the house. So I was there for like 4 or 5 hours. And my mindset coming from the States, I'm like, oh, I have to get something else. I have to get something else. And I realized, I was like, wait a minute, April, you're not in the States. You don't have to. So I realized in that moment that I was like programmed to like, okay, I have to keep consuming to stay here. But you don't.
I know. It's also something I needed to unlearn in the beginning because I would feel like guilty. Yeah. But literally no one is looking at you like you're not supposed to be there because you don't drink anything or you already finished or whatever. And also they don't come up to you to say like, do you want anything? It's like, if you want, you just go to the bar or you ask like, hey, can I order? But I feel like in that sense, it's not, they don't put that much pressure on you. And also I think that says a lot about the culture and the mindset, the lifestyle and everything here in a sense that I don't feel pressured also on other aspects, you know?
Yeah.
It's very
They just
chill.
Let you be.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and also what I really like is whenever you're like out and about on the streets, people talk to you. It's like, I mean, sometimes you're not in the mood. We're both introverts. So sometimes you're like, oh, I'm shy. I don't want to speak Portuguese, la, la, la. But also like a part of me really likes it because it's like so different than in the Netherlands and it's people are really interested in you also and it's, they don't ask because they want to be civil. It's like
they're truly interested. That's very true.
So I really love that. And one thing I had like a while ago, I was in the bus and then my bus got hit by the tram. Like that story was crazy. I was like there and on my side there was like a tram coming and it's, well, it wasn't like fully in it, but it like how do you say it, it was like the
on
same
the side.
Yeah, it was like on the side, so it yeah, we couldn't stay of course in the bus anymore, everything was like broken yeah. outside, so then we had to leave the bus, and then I walked to another bus stop to get on another bus, and I was running because I saw like the bus that I wanted to take was already there, so I was running and I had heels on. I was like, oh, probably the guy would probably leave me there because I'm too slow, you know. And then there was like a woman, and she saw me running, and she knocked on the window of the Aww. Bus driver and be like pointing at me like there's Aww. Someone coming, you know. So I was like out of breath, like, oh my god, that was like so it was so nice, like I've never experienced something like that in Aww. My life, like in my home country. I've never had this before. And I was like, oh my god, like, oh my god.
Are people not nice like that in your country?
I mean, they are nice, but I think it's more individualistic. Oh. It's like you take care of your own things, mm. you know? And it's, I feel like here people are very much aware. More aware of, also like with old people in the bus or something, it's like if they have like a lot of stuff to carry, it's always someone that's taking like a mm. bag or helping them get in, helping them get out. Mm-hmm. It's like people just notice.
Yeah, I love that here.
Yeah,
and they have special seats on the bus for the old population.
But they don't have that in the States, like in the buses.
I mean,
that's quite normal.
They do have the spot for like, you know, pregnant women, and mm-hmm. but it's not. I feel like it's in the culture here to like, if you see an old person, you're like, you're gonna get up your seat and give it to a
yeah,
person. I don't
yeah.
know if that would really happen in the States so much. They might, maybe. I'm sure it would, but I don't think it's as I don't know,
as visible, maybe.
Yeah,
like, yeah. I get what you're saying, because I also feel like here, whenever there's like an old person entering the bus, like everybody almost wants to stand
yeah.
up.
And then also too, like if you're in the store and there's an older person, everyone's like, get in front. They like let them go in front.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you struggle with adjusting to this new lifestyle or mindset? And if so, why?
Mm.
And how is it going now?
Ooh, this is a hard one, because I feel like in the beginning, it was all easy, you know? It was like starting this new life, feeling lighter, feeling good, and like I'm
yeah.
ready for it, and la 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 la. But then mm-hmm. after a while, you just notice that you kind of slip into your old habits, mm-hmm. and maybe for me, because I moved my business with me, maybe that also has something to do with it. It's like in that way there's not that much changing, and also I work with Dutch people, Dutch clients, Dutch time zone, Dutch everything, so mm-hmm. I still feel like a part of me is in that culture as well. So I did notice also with me working that I was like still kind of in that hustle culture and like that toxic productivity. And I still have these phases where I slip into it, and then I'm like, no, this is not what I want. And then I get back to like more, how do you say, more
like for yourself.
Yeah. I would say I'm like by nature like a disciplined person and mm-hmm. ambitious, and I have goals that I wanna focus on. But I think also in my past I had some times that it was like unhealthy mm-hmm. the way I approached it. So I'm really aware of that. Mm-hmm. And here I really try to
calm it down a little.
Yeah. And be like more patient, and I mean, rushing is not gonna get you faster to your goals. Mm-hmm. It's like, it will happen, it will come no matter what. You still have to stay like disciplined, but not like in a toxic or unhealthy way, because it's gonna break you. And I've seen that before. I've seen that with other people. I've noticed it myself. So I'm like very cautious about that. So to answer the question, I did struggle with like adjusting to this more chilled lifestyle that I had like envisioned for myself, okay. because it's just my nature. And also I think, like I said, my work did influence it in a way, mm. like working still with Dutch people and stuff. And so it was hard. Mm. It was hard. And I feel like I'm still,
that makes sense, like how you said it, because you're still working with Dutch people, mm-hmm. and they're in the mindset of like hustle culture and like da 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
From what you've told me about how like you have to plan like so many things in advance and all of that, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, but I do feel like more distance with it, like physically and mentally, because I'm here. And like I said, because of the Dutch time, I'm already like behind when I wake up. I'm not a morning person, but I've really accepted that part. I'm like, okay, you know, I have my own business, so I work my own hours. And there's no reason for me to feel behind just for that 1 hour.
Yeah, and I feel like you wake up early, no?
Not really. Lately, I've been like slipping out of that because the rain made me so tired. Like I was so exhausted. I slept like so much. Like the winter depression really hit me. So I was tired for the last month. I didn't wake up that early like I would normally do or what I would like to do. But I'm trying, and also, like I said, I can work my own hours, so I'm also like working sometimes in the night, in the afternoon, trying to be more flexible with it, because I feel like for people that have their own business, sometimes it's hard for them to enjoy the freedom.
That's true.
Because they feel like guilty for having that freedom, or it's like, you know,
no, there's always something to do or something needs to be done.
Always something to do.
And it's like, it's only you. So it's
exactly.
Like, you have to get it done.
And there's no one telling you that you can stop. It's like the business never closes, you know. It's like you have to tell yourself.
Yeah.
And that can be hard, especially if it's like this shitty weather. And you're like, what else can I do than work? Because I'm like home all day by myself, so I better get something done.
It's like, yeah, that's very true. It's like, in a sense of like, when you have time, you feel like you need to be productive.
Exactly.
So it's like, okay, we kind of have to tell ourselves it's okay to just sit and do nothing. Because how I grew up, and I'm sure how you grew up, is the same, in the sense of like, you have to be doing something. You can't just relax. What
are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
It's true.
So it's like, when you actually do that, it's like,
Yeah.
It's like, is it okay? You kind of have to ask yourself, like, is it okay for me to sit here and do nothing? Exactly. Like, I feel like growing up as a kid with my family and my home, it was always like, we could never just sit and be still. It's like, we always had to do something. It's like, if we were sitting still, my mom would be like, go clean this, or go do that, or go do this. And then it's like, if we ever wanted to sit and relax, we had to go hide, because then if she saw us, then it would be like, we have to do something. So I was always in a mindset of like, we have to always be doing something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. And also it's very, it can be very hard to unlearn that, because you just take it with you, and also it's just the way you approach like your work, and
you
just
feel
like
a little guilty.
Yes,
like I felt guilty when I first came here, because I wasn't doing anything.
Was that the thing that you struggled with the most?
I think
with
so,
like adjusting here, because kind of left everything there.
Yeah, so. And it's like, I'm such a person of like getting it done, and like I like it done like a certain way, especially when it comes to my business and things. And it's like, I gave the power over to someone else, and it was just like, and then they weren't doing it how I would do it, and then it was just like, I couldn't do anything because I'm like far away, and it's just like, I have to like kind of just surrender and just like, I can't do anything.
So
it was very stressful.
And that's also a process, like giving away control. I struggle with that a lot.
Yes,
I think I wouldn't be able to do like how you did it with your business.
I was at a point where I was no longer fulfilled. So I was at a point where I was okay with it, because I wasn't happy anymore. Even though my business was doing really well, I just wasn't fulfilled by it anymore. And I wanted, my desire and dream to live in Europe was way more important than the control I had over my business. So I was like,
I mean, after some time, you have to make like choices, right? It's like, otherwise it's going to drain you. And then, I think you did a good job, girl. You've been through a lot. Alrighty, should we move on? What do you love most about Portugal / the Portuguese people, the lifestyle, the mindset? Well, I think we already discussed
about
that,
it,
but still, like,
like how they go and chill and have their coffee and their beer and they just go to kiosk and just hang out with their friends mm-hmm. and their family. I think that's just like a normal thing here.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah.
I think it's so cool. Mm-hmm. It's like no matter what the weather is.
True.
What time of day it is, you'll see people there at midnight, like chilling, like early in the morning. Somebody's got a beer.
Why not 10 a.m.?
Why not? You know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. So
that's true. Yeah. Yeah, that's funny, actually, because whenever I speak about this with like Dutch people, they are outside because the sun is always out. I'm like, well, mm-hmm. the sun is not always out. Like for the last month, it was like pouring rain. Mm-hmm. But still, on the moments that it wasn't pouring rain, you would still see people.
Even outside. When it was pouring, if there's a place that had like covering, true. People or would be outside.
The little heat things, yeah. they would still be out. So it's like no matter the weather.
And I'm wondering if also too, because a lot of people still live at home with their families. So it's like maybe like going out is kind of like a space to like have their own personal time. Mm.
Yeah, it makes sense actually. Yeah.
It just came to me.
Yeah. Could be. Yeah, I totally get that. And what I also really love about life here is whenever you meet with friends or anything, it's very rare that they say like, I have plans after, so they can only hang out until like a specific time. No. Because I feel like whenever we hang out, it's like we don't really have like an end time or anything. No. It's just like we see how it goes. Sometimes we end up spending like the whole day together. It's like we meet to go to the park and then we have a beer after a dinner or whatever. Yeah. It's like
just keep going.
Yeah, it's like just go with the flow.
It is very go with the flow.
Yeah, that's something I really love because in the Netherlands, it's not always like that. And also I'm very lucky to have like such good friends that make like a lot of time for me. But in general, like what is like common there is like people can hang out, but they're like, you know, I have also this at one and then at two, I have this. So then I can only meet then before and then
that sounds
we can
exhausting.
Have like a tea for an hour. And I'm like...
Just an hour, so you're constantly always looking like I know. Leaving. So you're never really fully present because you're constantly having to.
Yeah, I know, and that's also something that I struggle with now. Whenever I go back, and then there's people texting me like, "When are you going to the Netherlands? Do you want to meet? And what day? And what plans do you have?" And I'm like, "But I don't know if I'm feeling to hang out with you on that day. Like, I can't decide that now. You know, it's like." I get stressed. I get like anxiety. I'm like, maybe I'm hangover. Maybe I don't want to go. Maybe it's nice weather and I'm like in the sun. Maybe I don't want to hang out. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
I'm a very go with the flow, like spontaneous, like last minute. I'm a last minute kind of person. Mm-hmm. You can call me like literally in 5 minutes, be like, hey, you want to go do this? And if I'm not doing anything, yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I am. Like planning, I'm like,
yeah.
I plan with some things, like, important things, but most of the time I just like to be spontaneous.
Yeah, I like it also more if it's like spontaneous, but I feel like on the other hand, for example, with like the rainy weather, I'm so like I'm hibernating and I don't want to go anywhere, so I feel like sometimes I have to have like an appointment with someone to
get out of the house.
Exactly, because if it's like spontaneous, I'm like
that's true,
I'm not feeling like going, you know, and then You don't do anything for like a week or two weeks or whatever. True. So I feel like that's the other part of
that is true. When you plan it, then you're forced to go.
Yeah.
Because I'm the type of person, if I commit, I'm going to go. If I say I'm going, I'm going.
Same. Yeah, and I think especially as like an introvert, it's always the best or easier option to stay at home, you know? So I feel like I really need that sometimes, that it's like, okay, in 2 weeks or in a week, I have this planned. And we're going. So I think,
yeah.
It has two sides to it.
It does. It really does.
All right. Is there something more you want to add to what you love about the life here?
I mean, I love being here. And I'm grateful that Portugal has invited me into their country and allowed me to be a resident. Mm-hmm. And I hope that it continues forever because I would like to stay here forever. So that's me.
Yeah, I love that. And actually today, it was funny, I was like scrolling on Instagram and I found a video of a guy that he was learning Portuguese and he would come to random strangers on the street, like Portuguese people, and ask them for their favorite Portuguese word because he wanted to improve his Portuguese. But it was funny because he asked the people on the street and he was like, to me, he sounded like fluent. He had like this Portuguese accent. I was like, okay, you don't need help or anything. But it was just, I think it was more for the video than that he was actually still like learning because he sounded like super fluent. But then he asked like an older Portuguese man, like, can you tell me like your favorite word or phrase in Portuguese? And the guy said, welcome, like in Portuguese, bem-vindo, bem-vindo. Mm-hmm. So that was like so touching because it was like, you know, like inviting him, like, you know, he felt so welcome, like, because he was also learning the language and yeah, just that's really nice. I felt it. It was like, that's cute. Because yeah. People really appreciate also if you try, make an effort to learn a language.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that was really cute.
It's so funny with me. I always just try and do Portuguese. And then if I don't know anything, I just go quiet and I do the...
You shut down.
Smile. Do the... Yeah. I do that thing a lot. But I always feel guilty that I don't understand what they're saying. And I'm like, I kind of want to tell them, like, stop talking because I like feel bad because you're constantly talking and then I have nothing to say. Mm-hmm.
But can't you just say that you don't understand?
I do, but then... I don't know. No? It's still weird. I'm still struggling with, all of it. Then I feel guilty that I don't know more.
I know. Yeah, but I think that will take more time and also it will probably stay for a while. Because I feel like it really depends on what the topic is, if I understand. Because sometimes I'm like sitting with a coffee on a terrace or something and I hear people talking next to me and I can like... understand everything perfectly, but then whenever I'm like in another situation, I'm even wondering if it is Portuguese, you know what I mean? It's like,
That is actually really true.
And it's so weird.
Sometimes it sounds completely like, well, Russian
or very like a thick Brazilian accent, and I'm also like, huh?
It's just all the different accents.
Yeah.
Like some I can understand very well. Yeah. Some I have no idea what you're saying. And then they'll be saying like basic things, which I know, but the way they said it, I was like, that's what you said? Mm-hmm. I know that, but I didn't hear it when you said it.
Exactly. If you would write it down for me.
Yeah.
But if you talk to me, I'm like.
Oh my gosh, you guys, it's a struggle.
Yeah.
But we're going to get there.
We will. And also we made an episode about our Portuguese language journey, if you want to laugh, because we also speak Portuguese in that episode. So if you want to watch it, it's episode 16. And you will have fun seeing us struggle.
I feel like I struggle more than Anna does, but it's all good.
Well, but also I feel like you need some more time, maybe. Because I think I started a bit sooner than you also with like fully like dedicating. So I think you need more time. And also
I was slacking.
Yeah, but also like there's a lot happening now, so it's like normal that you can't commit like fully, but that will come. You're taking classes.
It's
amazing. And that works for you, right? It works better for you, you said, than learning yourself.
It does, but I still want to, because I kind of, there's been so much going on that I haven't been listening to my Portuguese, because I use that Pimsleur app.
Oh, that's
I haven't been using it because I completely got out of all of my routine this past couple weeks. There's been a lot going on. Mm-hmm. But I still want to do that and go to the class. And I want to combine all of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get back on that. So, but yeah, I'm going to my class 2 times a week.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah.
All right.
We're almost there. Last but not least. Is it my turn?
I don't know. It doesn't
matter. I think, well... Right. If you had to name one thing that life in Portugal has taught you, what would it be?
To live in the moment.
Ooh. I like that.
Yeah.
Short but sweet.
Short and sweet. How about for you?
Beautiful. I would say for me, it's patience, because I used to be very impatient. That's like Taurus nature also. So I am more patient, and I really love that about myself, because I've never thought that it would be possible to be more patient. I already had accepted the fact that I wasn't patient.
What are you most impatient about?
Everything. It's like people, traffic, myself, my work, clients, communication, plans. Just everything had to happen like the best. No bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, so I think that's a really big big difference for me. And also, like you said, like living in the moment. Because I'm not, I feel like also not being impatient anymore, it kind of relates to not feeling pressure in a way.
It's really good.
Because if I'm out like with a cappuccino, like on a terrace or something in the sun with my book, I'm not checking the, my time like, I need to go there and there. I mean, maybe I have plans for later, but it's not
in
like...
In that moment, you're living in the moment.
Exactly. And I'm not time pressuring myself also. Yeah. I think that's really important.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So living in the moment and patience. Thank you, Portugal.
Thank you. Thank you for learning to appreciate that things move slowly sometimes.
Yeah. And it's okay.
It's okay.
It gets you to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because now I think about things and I know how the Portuguese run and everything. I'm not in a sense of like, oh, it has to be done immediately. I know it might take some time.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with like not being so like it has to be done right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it depends also a bit on the situation because like, for example, I had like a problem with my electricity like some weeks ago. And then it was like so frustrating that it took like so much time for it to be fixed. And then I had like an appointment and people didn't show up. And it was like, it was driving me crazy. Yeah. So I think it has like two sides because I feel like in daily life, I really love that everything is like so slow and, you know, it's like, all those old people like looking out the windows and it's like paying with cash and like all these kind of like old school things. I don't know. I just feel like it really fits me because I'm an old soul. So yeah. I love it. But yeah, if you have to get things done, sometimes it's like.
Yeah, those kind of things. Yeah.
But also we learn from that. And it's also a challenge to kind of like. Keep it together while things are frustrating you.
Yeah.
Teaches you also a lot.
Life.
Yes. Thanks, Portugal.
Thank you, Portugal. And thank you, you guys, for watching and being a part of this journey with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we would like to thank you for watching. Remember to like, share, subscribe. And remember to sign up for our weekly mail. You're going to get some juicy mail from both of us, very personal, and you can hear about the story of me and my mold situation and all the drama in regards to that. But you have to sign up. You can sign up on our website.
Yeah, or use the link in the description so you get the weekly mail. It's every Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you enjoy our podcasts, we share even more on our Patreon. We have a beautiful page made for you with like vlogs, Q&A's, Lisbon tips, bonus content, blooper content, and much more. So if you're excited to see it, you can also sign up and become a member. And that also helps us to keep going because we really enjoy it and we really love your support. So thanks.
Yeah, so thanks so much, guys. And we will see you in the next one. And this is
From Lisbon with love. Thanks for spending this time with us.
And for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.